Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Deb Calvert is here. She's fallen into a rough crowd here, folks, but she makes it look good. Deb, I need your website, please.
It is peoplefirstps.com. People First are spelled out. PS stands for Productivity Solutions.
All right, peoplefirstps.com. Check that out. Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's one of her outstanding books that she co-authored. And also Discover Questions Get You Connected. Find those books wherever books are sold. I love telling you about those two. Deb, thanks again for being here. Other conversation. We're talking about creating conversations with customers. And you've identified three types of people, types of customers that we wind up with. Talk to us about those.
Three types of customers. Well, you've got customers who are going to be promoters of yours. You've got customers who are pacified. They're pretty satisfied, but they're not very enthusiastic. And then you've got customers who are unhappy, and they're going to be detractors. Now, I didn't identify those. That's the Net Promoter Score folks who did that work. Mm-hmm. But you've got to know if your customers are promoters or if they're passive or if they're detracting. And the only way you're going to find that out is if you ask them questions about how they feel about doing business with you.
So but now we're back to the conversation. And
you bet.
This is just so important. And, you know, when I think about my relationship with customers, Deb, I have a relationship with them all year long. But we may only transact business where we're actually, I'm making a presentation and they're making a decision. We may only do that for 2 hours in a year. And the rest of the time, we're just being friends. They're calling me when they need help. I'm calling them when I think I can help them, whatever. But it's not a, the business part of it is a very small part of our time together. The rest of it is a relationship, and it's what makes your life rich. And theirs too, and it's what makes them become a promoter and not a detractor. What do you think?
It's absolutely true. We're in a different era. People want an experience when they choose to do business with someone. They want a relationship. They don't want a transaction. They are looking for something that's meaningful and personal and relevant, and that only comes from the salesperson. It can never, ever come from the company or the brand.
You know, Deb, I complain about some of the stuff that I've complained about earlier, and I know I sound like a Luddite or a grumpy old boomer when I do sometimes, but the truth is it's been somewhat to my advantage, because if you are willing to talk to customers and treat them like human beings and engage them and look them eye to eye and help them when there's no possible way you can benefit from it, you stand out today more than ever before. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Differentiation is not that hard, because so many people are doing the same thing and they're doing it poorly. You don't have to do very much to stand out.
Well, think about how much of an advantage it is for small businesses. When corporate America is bombarding them with artificial intelligence prompts, and you actually walk up and look them in the eye and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? What can I do for you?" You know, that's a difference, isn't it?
And it's easy, yes. And, you know, then especially if you work and live in the same town, when you see people out and about, that you smile, that you're friendly, that
yep.
you carry your brand with you every place that you go, and you make yourself memorable.
Well, and think about this. Who doesn't like knowing a business owner enough that if you needed something in the middle of the night, you would call them, and they would be glad to get your call? Who doesn't like having those relationships? Why don't you have that with all your customers? What do you think, Deb?
Yeah, you know, you can offer big promises like that, knowing that very few people will ever take you up on them. And the one or two times that it ever happens that someone would call you in the middle of the night, that's going to spread like wildfire. It's something that people want to let the world know about because it's so novel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Worry that you're going to be up every night, right? People over-worry about making those kinds of promises.
And when you do mess up and they have the potential to become detractors, if you've already made deposits, they forgive you. They redeem you. Hey, Deb, I need your website one more time, please.
PeopleFirstPS.com.
All right, so check it out. Deb, thanks again for being here. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to. Thank you, Jim.
Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen, C-A-L-V-E-R-T. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.